Here is someone who is walking the path and doing the mistake that you shouldn't. You will learn from that. But before that, the definition of Sufi is this. The guy arrived in a monastery, in a caravansara, in an albergo, hotel, something like that.
Derga?
Huh?
A derga?
Maybe. In a hotel and motel will do. And he parks his car, a donkey, down there. Okay. The problem is that donkey. We'll see. The story is about the donkey. Why? He started with that, remember? At the beginning he said, this donkey of you is the enemy of the path. He's thinking about gorging himself and stuff like that. Now that the donkey is there, let me tell you the story. The story is that the guy will come and sit and see everything is okay, let's enjoy the life. Then he calls the manager, the housekeeper, and he tries to convince him that please take care of my donkey. And whenever he says, please take care of the donkey, something comes out. That's la hawl. Means la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah lillahil aliyyil azim. Something means that there is no axle except the axle of the just and justice. And there is no one who changes everything but him. And there is no power but his power to change the thing. This is a very harsh stuff, right? For the people, it will be that everything is in his hand. Okay? Don't count on me. It's him. Like all the people that are sitting in the, I don't know, entrance of a church, they use this kind of stuff. So, whatever he will say, the guy will say, it's in God's hand. There is nothing but his power. And he will go and he will forget. He will not attend to the donkey. So the next day, the guy riding the donkey is not working very well. Then Rumi will tell you that if you feed lahaul to the donkey, the donkey will not walk. That lahaul is for the other part of us. One part of me believes in his total power, but the other part of me should attend to the donkey I'm riding on. Means this enlightenment and beyond the logic doesn't mean that you will let go of the logic. That's beyond it, in addition to it. This is silly stuff. And don't say I'm too busy with this, because in reality the donkey is attending to this. All the animals are attending to it. It doesn't need that much. But you are very preoccupied with it. This is story. And Rumi will put another story in it, which is completely different story. Again, about the donkeys. This time, the Sufis will sell his donkey and will make a party. And will drink and he will join them. And then they will start to sing that the donkey is gone, the donkey is gone, and he will join them. The day after he will ask, he said, where is my donkey? He said, oh, they sold it. He said, oh, why didn't you inform me? He said, I came in, you were talking about the donkey is gone louder than everyone. So I thought, you know. Because they will steal your donkey if you join them blindly. That's another story will be mixed up with this. But do not confuse these two stories with each paragraph that he will give you a lesson, step by step. First step, the first story of this Sufi. The Sufi will come, he has a riding animal, and he will let go of it to do what? To be with the friends. This is what we talked about. Right at the beginning he said, you should find friends. This is not a solo playing stuff. This is not something that you do by yourself. Because, first of all, we ask you to be kind. Who are you going to be kind to? You should start with the best subject, which is your friend. Somebody who is working with you and trying the same. At least you should start over there. You need someone else to come out, to remind you, not to let you to crawl back in you. We are talking about trying to reach to we and getting away from capital I, that me, 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 me. So let me explain to you. The booklet of Sufi is not the language in this. The booklet of Sufi is a clean heart, white like snow. The intelligent fellow, scientist, will publish something. Publishing is something that will remain from the scientist. From Sufi, the path he walked, his footstep will remain. Scientists will leave whatever in theory, black and white, and the Sufis will leave the resort as footsteps. Because this is something to experience. Like somebody, a hunter, who goes to hunting, how does he do it? He will find the footstep of the animal. Then he starts from that. So the footstep is important. Here, this is a hunting that at the end you will be hunted. Right at the beginning he talked about it, in book one he explained it. Later he will say, listen, in this globe nothing is worthy of hunting except love. But I'm sorry, nobody could hunt the love. Except you get lucky, you will be hunted by love. That's what it is all about, because you lose yourself and the self-importance and being self-centered, all of that will happen. Therefore, it's important how you walk and what will lead you to somewhere. What you are talking with, whom you are talking with, from where you're going to where. And in all of this, whatever you should try and succeed to see in the mirror, the peer will see it right at the beginning, in the dirt. Remember, this is a different stuff. This is not knowledge. It's not Danish, it's Binesh. It's the vision, the way you see it. Yes.
The scholar's provision is pen marks. What is the Sufi's provision? Foot marks. He stalks the game like a hunter. He sees the musk deer's track and follows the footprints. For some, while the track of the deer is proper...
No, for some while, for a period of time, the track is enough. But there is a moment that you should see the shadow of the animal, then you see it. Yes?
For some while... The track of the deer is proper for him. Afterwards, 'tis the navel of the deer that is his guide. When he has given thanks for the track and has traversed the way of necessity by means of that track, he arrives at a goal. To go one stage by the scent of the musk gland is better than 100 stages of the track.
Whatever he puts it that way, he should wait. Oh, he said, doing it this way is 100 times better than the other way. He should stop. This is important. So he's explaining two ways of doing it. One way is to go one step when you smell the good odor of this stuff. The other one is to walk and go around the house, going around the house, tawaf, which they do it to Mecca, and they say, hundreds of that is no good. Because you go and you turn around that house, why? Why did you do it?
I didn't.
You are not lucky enough. What did you do? Ask everyone. Either it happened that you found yourself over there, or you went there because it's told that it will be good to you. All of this is because of a theory or an accident. You should smell it and go towards it. Means your interaction should be honest and come from you to smell the beauty of it. Because smelling is different than other four. What is the difference? The smell goes furthest, means without seeing or hearing or touching or tasting, you could smell the stuff, the animal stuff. Therefore, he talks about the smell a lot. Okay, there are a period of time that you should smell it, but there will come some time that you have to see it. Then you have to touch it, taste it, then become one with it. Absorb the essence. These are the periods. Here he talks about that, and we say, remember, one step with the smell is better than 100 going around without smelling it, just by listening. He goes back to those three steps before Rumi and Attar and these guys. 200 years before them, they made three steps, not seven. There were three steps to understanding, which was Ilmul Yaqeen, Ainul Yaqeen, Haqqul Yaqeen. Means to be sure by knowledge, to be sure by seeing it, vision, to be sure by being a part of it. This is why he insists upon this, to explain something. Because now you will hear something which is very poetic. He talks about a heart which a lot of moonshine will rise in the horizon of this heart. And this is just the opening of the gates for RF. Something will happen inside. What? This universe, which is dumb to you, will talk to them. Whatever you cannot see, they will see, because they will find a different angle to look at the universe. Yes?
To go one stage by the scent of the musk gland is better than 100 stages of the track and roaming about. The heart that is the rising place of the moonbeams is the opening of the doors for the Gnostic. To you it is a wall. To them it is a door. To you a stone. To venerated ones a pearl. What you see plainly in the mirror, the peer sees more than that in the brick. The peers are they whose spirits before this world existed were the sea of bounty.
Wait a minute, we will come to that peer, but before that, what was all this about? First of all, that Gnostic stuff is RF again, which is the simple word here. He could have used RF instead of translating it. And what was that? What was that? Okay. This universe looks different from a different angle. When you become enlightened, everything talks to you, because everything has a meaning. You will understand it. You will understand what is what. Let's talk about a different view. That different view I'm talking about belongs to peer. What is peer? Is it peer or a group of people who were here before the existence? What was here before the existence?